Well, plant experts are still analysing the results of the French study. Some say it's a mistake to conclude that there's been any thorough testing of genetically modified crops. The World Today's Simon Santo spoke to the president of the Australian Society of Plant Scientists, Associate Professor Ros Gledo from Monash University.
My first impression is that the biggest experiment we're doing is not with rats, but with millions of Americans eating GM corn every day. And I'm hoping that someone's doing some epidemiological study on that, you know, where they look at the big populations, because that's really going to be more relevant to humans. But it is an interesting study. I haven't been able to track down the original paper, but I'm not convinced that from what I've read that their conclusions can be drawn from what the experiment they've done.
Why is that?
Well, they seem to have fed rats different concentrations of Roundup, and then they've also had some GM corn that's been modified to contain a gene that makes them resistant to Roundup. So what they're trying to compare is it Roundup that's the problem? And they're saying yes. And then they're also saying it seems to say that it's the gene that's in the GM corn, the Roundup-resistant corn, that's the problem. Then they conclude that all genetically modified organisms are bad. But in fact, they haven't tested all genetically modified organisms or even the fact that it's GM. What they've really said, that it's something to do with the Roundup-resistant gene, not to do with whether it's genetically modified.
What other explanations would there be for the rats developing the tumours?
There could be a number of different explanations. I don't really know what that all be, but I mean, Roundup's not designed for drinking, and there'll be a dose response, so that's for sure. And one of the things they're saying is that perhaps it's not the Roundup, it's to do with the detergent, which of course undermines their argument in the first place, because they're saying it's to do with a gene that makes them resistant to Roundup. But if it is the detergent, I mean, you're not supposed to drink detergent either. So that's an issue. And I think there are those dose and having a mixed diet is always going to be a healthy thing. But there doesn't seem to be anything in this that tells me that a genetically modified organism is bad for you per se.
As a plant scientist, you'd obviously be familiar with the debates that have been going on for probably more than a decade now about genetically modified food. An experiment that looks at the health of rats, can that necessarily be extrapolated into humans?
I think rat studies are important. They're not the only thing. Obviously, humans behave differently. And as I said, to look at Americans who are eating it every day is a good way of dealing with that. But I think we do have to do these animal studies, and they're really important for setting base levels and for designing future experiments. And I think what this experiment might do is saying, okay, if this is the case, let's now go to the population where people are eating this stuff and see if we do see a difference in the cancer rate compared with people, for example, who might be eating organic food. This study doesn't say that there's something wrong with genetically modified organisms. It only says there's something wrong with either Roundup-ready corn or consuming Roundup.
Do you think that the jury is still out on whether or not genetically modified food could be bad for humans?
No, well, it's not that genetically modified organisms are bad for humans. Really what you're doing is you're changing a single gene. And you can either do that, like I do in my research, by using mutagenising agents, which means you treat seed with horrible chemicals and create mutants, and then you breed them into your crops. And that's the way most plant breeding's done. Or you can do it by inserting one individual gene that you know actually has the trait that you want and put that into the plant, which actually disrupts the genome of the plant much less. So I think in future generations, we might look back in this discussion and see it in the same way that people saw the discussion when they first cross-pollinated plants a few hundred years ago, where they took pollen from one species and put it in another species and created a new plant. People thought this was a real monster thing to do and interfering with nature and God's plan for the world. And I think that that's a similar argument to what we're having now.
That's the president of the Australian Society of Plant Scientists, Associate Professor Ros Gledo from Monash University, speaking to our reporter Simon Santo. And the World Today did contact the Office of the Gene Technology Regulator, which said it would look at the study with interest.